AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama delivers a primetime speech tonight on terrorism and the San Bernardino attack. Attorney General Loretta Lynch on NBC's Meet the Press says the investigators are focused on what motivated the couple to carry out last week's attack.
This is an FBI investigation now because of the indications that we do have of radicalization. This is a terrorism investigation at this point in time, but we continue to work closely with our state and local counterparts. Also, ATF marshals are on the ground.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton tells ABC's This Week she won't use the term radical Islam to describe the Islamic State group and other militant groups.
The problem is that that sounds like we are declaring war against a religion.
Clinton says she feels that in turn it would be used by the radical groups to recruit more people. Republican candidate Jeb Bush, also on ABC's This Week, says quibbling over what words or terms to use won't result in defeating the Islamic State group.
The left has a hard time recognizing what this is. This is a fight for Western civilization. They've declared war on us, and we need to be much more serious about creating a strategy to take them out.
In the investigation into last week's shooting, the FBI has raided a home in Riverside, California. One law enforcement official tells the AP someone who lived there legally bought the two rifles used in the shootings 3 years ago. The house is next door to where Saeed Farouk's family once lived. The source adds that investigators want to speak with the man, but he checked himself into a mental health clinic after the shootings. Pope Francis, in his Sunday address, issues an appeal to climate negotiators meeting in Paris. Francis says they should show courage by simultaneously trying to fight poverty. Francis told a crowd in St. Peter's Square today that the two choices go together as a matter of human dignity. This is AP Radio News. Serbian media report that authorities say a Jordanian man with a U.S. passport aboard a Lufthansa flight from Frankfurt to Belgrade had to be arrested after threatening to open a plane door during that flight. Passengers quoted by Belgrade media say the man banged on the cockpit door, threatened to bring down the plane while it was flying over Austria. They say the cabin crew and passengers managed to restrain him for the rest of the flight. Chuck Williams, founder of Williams Sonoma, is dead at 100. Ross Simpson with more.
He refurbished his first store off the town square in Sonoma, California, covering the floor with black and white checkerboard tiles and painting the walls a bright yellow that he had seen in pictures. He also built custom shelving to display individual pots and pans and crafted a simple logo with the words Williams and Sonoma in block letters over a woodcut illustration of a pineapple, a symbol of hospitality. I'm Ross Simpson.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.